Well, it's Thursday, and welcome to Perspectives on WFSU-FM. I'm Tom Flanagan. Thanks so much for being at the other end of the radio waves, the telephone lines, the Twitter machine, the multitudinous ways that we have to communicate with each other nowadays. But the primary way that we do that is just by getting your involvement in however you choose to do that. Telephone works really well. We're going to be old school for a big part of the program today by soliciting your call at 414-1234. If it's local, long distance from you to us, it's 800-926-8809. Perspectives at WFSU.org is the email address. And if you prefer to tweet, you can do that at WFSU Perspective. Starting your own business from scratch has always been difficult. It has not been as easy as many people would think when they're maybe slogging through a whole bunch of reports that the boss has you on deadline to produce on a Friday afternoon, and you're really looking forward to getting out of there and starting the weekend, and you think to yourself, if only I had my own business. I could do my own schedule. I could come and go as I please, and I'd make lots of money. Wouldn't that be great? That dream is probably one of the more elusive ones, but it can be done if you have the right resources lined up and the right expertise at your disposal to make that happen. There is something new, relatively new here in Florida. It's called Startup Quest, and we have a great panel of folks who are involved with that program right now that we're going to talk about. And if you are interested in starting a business or getting more information about it, again, those phone numbers and the email address and all are the way you can make that known to us. So let's go around the table, and we'll start here by this is my right, your left here. Brian Eastman, overseer of Startup Quest programs statewide. Let's see, federal involvement, all kinds of stuff, a $12 million grant. We got a lot to talk about today.
Absolutely.
All right. Welcome, Brian. Good to have you on
Great
here.
Great to be on.
From Career Source Capital Region, Cara Palmer-Smith, our old pal. Thank you for coming in, Cara. Always good to see you.
You too, Tom. Thanks.
And we're eager to find out exactly how Startup Quest operates here in the Capital Region. We have someone we once talked to under different circumstances who has struck out on his own and has started his own business. A Startup Quest grad by the name of Doug Martin. And Doug, always good to see you, sir.
It's always great to see you, Tom.
And you have a business, Gray Fox Strategies. What's up with that?
Well, Gray Fox Strategies is a business that I formed for my consulting, lobbying, insurance, other types. And the name came from actually my kids, because we had a contest of what to call the new business, and my daughter Iris was the winner of the contest.
Well, and besides getting her name, I guess, on the corporate letterhead, what else did Iris get for winning the contest?
She got my goodwill.
Which is invaluable, right? Right next door to Doug, we have the gentleman who kind of helped focus all this, Dr. Mark Davidson, Special Projects Director for Focus Management Solutions and two-time Startup Quest mentor. Dr. Mark, good to have you on deck, sir.
It's my pleasure. I'm excited.
And as a mentor, I presume that that's a really critical part of this entire scenario, right?
Yeah, it's really one of the keys to the program. The mentors are really the face of the program. There, we have a teacher in the room that we call a training facilitator. We have a curriculum, but the real teaching happens, that mentor to participant contact, and we're building relationships that last for years now that help these companies as these participants go on and do their real business. They have a mentor network to rely on and people who have done it before and made mistakes and can guide them away from some of the pitfalls.
It's the most invaluable thing you can bring to the table is, you know, we can give you lots of suggestions on what to do, but even more importantly, what not to do.
It's a big part.
We also say hi to Christine Urban, who is, if you head on down to Railroad Square and you go back there right across the way from what was the Amtrak passenger station and now All Saints Cinema, you have a little place called Domi. And that's where you hang out.
That's right. I hang out there every day, and it's a fabulous place. If you haven't gotten to visit yet, you should come on out.
And you do not incubate things such as eggs. You incubate actually careers and directions for people's lives, right?
Right. We focus on high-scale technology-based companies, and those are the people that we incubate. But we also have a co-working facility that's great for people that are solopreneurs or just working on building their business.
Well, we want to find out how that all works in here together. But let's start off here, if we could, with Brian, since you kind of are the point person for how this whole thing got started. What Startup Quest, how did it begin, and really, what is it, Brian?
So it started in 2009 when we at the Workforce Board are really on the front lines of the recession and when people are coming in and they're looking for jobs and they're trying to create a better future for themselves. And in 2009, as we know, the recession hit, and we had a lot of people coming in, and we realized that if everyone that was coming into our one-stop centers, if we tried to find them all jobs, there were 8 people looking for every job roughly. We wouldn't be able to fill those even if we tried. We had to think outside of the traditional bounds of what the workforce development system does, and which is generally skill-based training, training someone to go back to work. We realized that we have to actually create jobs if we wanted to make this work. So it was a meeting between our executive director and the Office of Technology Licensing at the University of Florida. And they decided to come up with an idea that would pair up teams of mentors, as we talked about earlier, with unemployed and underemployed people, pair them with a real technology from a university, and then through a 10-week course, not just teach them how to create a company, but have them actually create a simulated company with a business plan and then invest and then pitch that simulated company to investors at the end.
One of the biggest, and I think the SBA came out with this figure sometime, it's lurking in my head, years and years ago, that one of the biggest challenges for any kind of a small business is capitalization, or more specifically, undercapitalization. And more small businesses fail because they do not have the juice from the get-go that they really need during the formative years when they're trying to get everything off the ground and develop markets and customer base and all that sort of thing, and they collapse. So how does Startup Quest help in that, to connect people with the money that they need really to pull this off?
Well, that's what's so interesting about Startup Quest is you have ways of training people. You can go through an MBA program. You can go through a traditional entrepreneurship training program. What ours does is really work on connecting the community. So we have Christine here who is at Domi, and as well she works with the Gainesville Area Innovation Network, who we have hired to help out people when they graduate from the program and they want to be connected to investors, to people that could help them out on their journey to becoming entrepreneurs. They can be connected that way. We also connect them to mentors. There are guest speakers. We work very, very hard to ensure that this is deeply integrated into every community that it's in, which is currently 8 regions across the state of Florida, including here in Tallahassee.
So I presume then, Christine Urban, that when people come into Career Source Capital Region and they say, look, things are not looking well for me as a state worker, let's say. Maybe I better start looking into striking out on my own. Can you guys help me? What happens then?
Yeah, so obviously having Startup Quest as a resource has been just invaluable to the Workforce Board. It gives us another look at how folks could create their own jobs. You know, you mentioned earlier that sometimes people are trying to beat deadlines and they think, hey, I've been doing this for 20 years. What else could I do? So Startup Quest gives us the opportunity to provide another option for folks. And here locally, in Leon County, which obviously our region is Leon, Gaston, and Wakulla counties, we're Region 5 for the statewide workforce board. We have had over 220 graduates since Startup Quest has began that have received this entrepreneurship training. Over 70 of them have become employed in what we call intrapreneurs. So even though we're training for entrepreneurship, there are those that become intrapreneurs who now have a better sense of what it is like to run and manage a business.
Now, are there any of those skill sets? Let's say that you went through the program, but you remained employed at your day job, whatever that might be, working for someone else. Are there any things that having a Startup Quest training, mentorship, can bring to the table to help that person, even in the position they're in?
Absolutely. We've actually hired several Startup Quest graduates at Career Source Capital Region. One of the things that we see with the folks that we've hired who've gone through Startup Quest is they understand the business as a whole. They understand some of the challenges that we as an organization are facing, and it's because they've gone through Startup Quest. They see how the financial analysis looks. They understand financials. They understand what it is to look at the market analysis. What's the value of your company? Why should people not only invest, but why should they trust you for what you're doing? So we have seen a difference in that. And some of our mentors have actually hired some Startup Quest graduates as well.
Well, Doug Martin, you went through the whole thing there, and you had been under an organizational situation for many, many, many years. This was life-changing for you, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly was. I'm mid-career, you know, 20 years in working in the political environment and policy. And the Career Source Capital Region not only has Startup Quest, but they also have the Executive Center where they work with people who are, you know, mid-career professionals. And then Startup Quest, 10-week program where they go piece by piece by piece building a business plan and fill in a lot of the holes. There is an educational component each week where there are experts and you can ask some questions and that. And then you have your mentor who they have all built businesses and so – they can help guide that, and then it all builds toward writing a business plan and then making that investor pitch. And I was very pleased that my team won the business plan contest, the investor pitch contest, and I delivered the financial part of that. And then there's a there are cash, there are services and other things as a winning team that you get. Because of those things, that really jump-started my plan for launching my own business. And so then I went to the Small Business Development Center at FAMU and worked on my real business plan for my own. And because of the Startup Quest experience, I knew the things that were part of that, SBDC, they are experts in that. And so now I have a roadmap for what I want to do. And now I'm out there gainfully self-employed and, you know, working my plan and being my own boss and loving it.
That's a great point because so much of what you need to be successful, the resources are out there. They're available. But how do you find out what they are, how they integrate, and how they can work to your benefit? That can be a big challenge, too. More to come here on Perspectives. We're talking about Startup Quest, now operating in the Capital Region and, in fact, in 8 regions around the state of Florida. 414-1234 if you have a question or comment. 800-926-8800. We'll be right back. Back on Perspectives, everyone wants to be their own boss, come and go as they please, and write themselves a check from the huge revenue flow that comes pouring into their business day after day after. And the faces around this table are saying, Flanagan, you are out of your mind. That is not what it's like to do your own business from scratch, at least not initially, and many times not ultimately, but it can be a very rewarding kind of thing in many other ways besides financially. Before we continue our quest around the table here on Perspectives, we have an email. What would be the biggest reason for a small business to try Startup Quest? Who'd like to handle that one?
I think that the Startup Quest experience, as Cara alluded to earlier, it makes your employees look at the big picture, right? So when we hire people into our small business, typically we look for a team. We get somebody with maybe some financial background and somebody comes in with the tech background and they're going to be in the shop building their widget. And if you go through the Startup Quest program, you're taking your tech person and you're putting them in a group that have not met before and you're going to suddenly build a company with these 8 strangers who all have different skills. And there's not enough time and not enough
resources to keep the to let everybody be in their little bubble. That is a startup. When we do a startup, everybody does everything. And if you're looking at a small business that's existing, think of how valuable that person in the shop would be if they're conscious about the bottom line and think about, well, there is a bottom line here. There's not an infinite number of dollars coming in. And now your machinist can now think about how the financers are going to work. Think about the leadership, the team building. You know, it's not just you can't just fight with your neighbor anymore because you're thinking about the business, right? You have to think, how am I going to solve this problem in a way that moves the business forward so we all win? It really builds teams.
And when you're in a team, you can't have the attitude of not my department.
It doesn't work that way. It works that way if you're in a company with 10,000 employees. But that's not the startup world. The startup world is everybody needs to be aware. And even in the company with 10,000 employees, if you look at who the people are who rise to the top, it's the ones who are thinking big picture. It's the ones who are not saying, it's not my department. And we certainly need people to focus on a task in those large companies. But in the small to medium company range, we really need people to do everything. We need them to be at least conscious of everything. There's nobody I was up in my small business last night at 11 o'clock sweeping the floors. That's small business, right? I don't have somebody to sweep the floors. If the floors need swept, whoever notices it sweeps the floors.
I saw an example of that even in a very large retail chain, which I will not name. But the manager of the Tallahassee operation came from an entrepreneurial background. And you can tell because if there is a need for an additional sales associate on the floor and she's going by, she runs over and she starts ringing up customers. If the fitting rooms need cleaned and there's no one else to do it, she does that. And she does empty the trash and all of this. And that is an organization that has several hundred employees just here locally and tens of thousands across the country. And she seems to be a more effective manager
right.
by doing those sorts of things than just by sitting in her office and telling other people what to do.
Right. And I think the other skill that comes out of this is very closely related to that. Part of that is recognizing that there is this need amongst your network, right? What Startup Quest does is – and this has really been not a total surprise, but a big surprise as to how effective the Startup Quest program has been at building people's networks and making them more effective at using and developing those networks. As you mentioned, I mentored twice, and I've been in Gainesville for 30 some odd years, and I know a lot of people, but I don't. As I went through Startup Quest, I met other mentors. I met Cara up here in Tallahassee. I met Brian. I met other people that I'd heard their names, but I hadn't shook their hand. I was talking to one person the other day who happens to be a fellow mentor and a patent attorney in the local region. He told me on a phone call last week that I personally have referred 12 new clients to him, and 6 of those have new startups. I didn't have that relationship with him. I didn't know to refer people to him until Startup Quest. We're hearing those kinds of stories all the time. From the participant side, the participants, again, are placed in this team of strangers. That's a networking opportunity. You have to learn what the skills, what the positives, what the weaknesses, and fill in where it needs to be filled in. If the trash needs taking out, you need somebody to take the trash out. If we need to build a financial plan, well, we all going to have input, but boy, there's somebody that's really good at it. And so we build those relationships through Startup Quest, and it has been an enormously positive outcome. We are seeing networks formed statewide, phone calls being made on behalf of Startup Quest participants. It's happening over and over and over again now.
Christine Herber, the last time I dropped by Domi, I saw a lot of that sort of thing too, because people have their own little – I don't want to call them cubicles because they're not. You have a more open plan
down
there at Domi. But where someone had a question about something or needed some expertise, I would see people jump up and run down to the other end of the building to talk to someone who had that kind of knowledge that they needed. Is that a big part of this too?
So at Domi Station, it's all about the network and it's all about building community and helping each other out building startups.
So when you have that kind of networking and resource sharing that you can put together, that's not just good for your business and the other person's business, but it sounds like you're also kind of building a larger community as well. Because in small towns, people know how to do this stuff already. You know, doggone it, I need drywall put up in my rec room that I'm working on right now, and I don't have a clue. I'd ruin it, but I know a guy who knows how to do it. And, you know, you bring him in and, you know, you guys share a pizza and a six-pack of beer and boom, up goes the drywall. That seems like a kind of, you know, modest way of looking at it. But is that kind of what we're looking at here too, Brian, is you're developing those interconnections through this program? It's not just having a real nice business to your own, but it's trying to spin off even maybe other businesses from it?
Absolutely. That's a huge part of what we're trying to do with the program. We're trying to not just train entrepreneurs, but we're trying to create ecosystems of entrepreneurship in the communities that we go into. We want to make sure that everyone that's involved with this is connected to that ecosystem and be a central hub for what you're talking about, as in making sure that they know where those connections are and they can access them easily.
Okay. And the other thing, I'm just thinking of this, Christine, was the Carl, was the ability of this community to deal with something we talked about last week when Commissioner Dozier was here, the income inequality and the fact that if you don't have a lot of jobs available for folks at certain levels, can you train them to create their own jobs?
Right. And that's exactly what Startup Quest does. It trains people to create their own jobs. It trains them to make those connections that's needed. And to Brian's part of, point about the ecosystem, we actually have a advisory council made up of community stakeholders. So they say it takes a village to raise a child. It really did take a community for a successful Startup Quest program. We have our local economic development organizations involved, our local chamber of commerce, our local innovation networks, the Small Business Development Center, and various other organizations that are also focused on helping entrepreneurs and small businesses grow. So it really does take that whole community and that whole stakeholder focus in order for us to do that. And I think that's something that this community is doing well. And with it, what it has done too, it's brought a different kind of attention to the Regional Workforce Board. In the past, the Workforce Board has been known as the Unemployment Office. We're so not that. We're actually the Reemployment Office. But now we have folks who would have never had been involved or even stepped foot in a career center that are business folks that are now on our advisory council. They're mentors, they're judges, they're guest speakers. They have a greater appreciation for what the regional workforce boards are doing.
Doug Martin, how did you decide what kind of business you wanted to put together? Obviously, it taps some of your native skills and what you were able to do when you were involved in the political side of the world. But, I mean, you could have gone and started a coffee shop or something. Why this with Gray Fox Strategies?
Well, in order to start a business, you have to think long and hard about what is your strategy, what is your niche, what is the value added that you're going – what do you bring to the table, what do you bring to the community that is going to give you a competitive advantage, that's going to make that's going to bring you customers and, you know, create that cash flow that is going to enable you to be sustainable. And so I have 20 years of expertise in lobbying, government relations, dealing with the 26 state agencies and all of the, you know, internecine Byzantine ways of our state government, and then also 20 years of media relations. And so because of that, I've been able to obtain lobbying contracts, which provide a cash flow, and I've got that wealth of relationships. But lobbying, very, very competitive. You're dependent upon the vagaries of our legislature and other elected officials, and no business person wants to be subject to the vagaries of our elected officials. And so I took the expertise that I gained in working on the state group insurance, other major group insurance plans, went back to school, got all of my licensures and certificates and things so that I could participate in the insurance industry. So now I'm a participant in that where I'm contracting directly with those companies. I've got a lobbying part where I'm working with the companies. And then I've got a part where I'm building my own business on that side so that rather than just being a lobbyist, where I can build my business where I would employ lobbyists. Would you rather be the lobbyist or the one who hires the lobbyist? And so that's how I built my plan, using my existing skills, but using that to invest in a larger and more lucrative business plan.
But not going directly head-to-head with someone like Capital Strategies or Ron Book or some of the monsters that you found a niche that worked for you rather than trying to go head-to-head with some more established organization.
Well, that's right. I can't come out of the box and be, a $4 million a year, juggernaut like Ron Book is. However, I have sets of relationships which are attractive to a Ron Book. I've got expertise that's attractive to them where I can subcontract with them on certain accounts. And then there's certain accounts where I have the expertise that makes me more attractive than them. And also, I don't have 100 clients. And so I can give a lot of personal attention and I'm free of conflict of interest too. So that I'm not representing everybody in the world. I'm representing just your interests. And so there are things about having that kind of attention to detail and attention to your customers that are attractive that can make you a little more nimble than someone who has 100 clients and $4 million worth of business.
Well, Dr. Mark Davidson, someone like our friend here knows exactly what he wants, what his skill sets are, what he can build on, what he can leverage, what he can monetize. A lot of people do not have a flipping clue. How does Startup Quest help people to really identify what skills they can use?
Well, it's a really interesting question. As Doug was talking, I was thinking about that another example of a Startup Quest participant who really embodies that. His story really embodies that. It's a fellow named Gary Bruce, who he's from the Jacksonville region. He went through that program. At the end of the program, he was gung ho, excited. He participated in some of our follow on seminars that some of our partners put on. He's ready to go, and he went back to the University of Florida and said, "We just did this business plan in our simulated company for this drug. I want to license it." Well. Now, I've in a past life, I worked at the University of Florida, very familiar with the processes. Number one is the University of Florida 10 years ago would not have talked to him because he doesn't have experience. He's not an experienced CEO. They're looking for experienced CEOs to take their patents big. But what they said was, okay, you've got this idea. You've got the business plan for it, but that's a 10-year time frame. So let's talk about that. Let's put you with a couple of more mentors and let's decide if that really makes sense. It turns out he made the decision it didn't make sense. But here's a portfolio from the university that they pull out and they say, well, here's 100 other inventions that are available. See if something sounds interesting. What he's doing now is an invention from the University of Florida that uses something called a plasma, kind of like the inside of a neon light bulb, but it's not inside a light bulb anymore. And you use it for sterilization. It kills germs. Well, he's figured out a way to take that invention and put it inside of a vacuum cleaner essentially. And so you can sterilize your carpets and your surfaces in your house without any liquids. And he's now marketing this product. He's got customers. He's got prototypes. He's on the track. We just saw him at a conference a week ago showing his wares. He was a finalist in the
statewide CADE Prize competition for innovation. We actually had two of the Startup Quest groups that were in there, in that finalist. So again, this networking, this ability to make a phone call, to walk into the University of Florida Office of Technology Licensing or the FSU or the FAMU Office of Technology License and say, I'm a startup grad. What do you got? So the other group that was a finalist in this CADE Prize competition was they licensed – it happened to be one of my mentor groups. They went back and licensed NASA technology from Johnson Space Center in Houston. And it's for a roadway barrier, an improvement over the steel roadway barriers. And that company is well on its way to success. So how to find those technologies? It's the networking, right? You know kind of what you're good at, what you float your boat, and then you start talking to people. Say, I'm looking for something in dental health. And you know, you say that 10 times and somebody's going to come back and give you something interesting.
Well, Christine Urban, that has been the holy grail of this area, all of the research that's coming out of Florida State and Florida A&M universities and wonderful concepts and great theories and all that, but they need someone to take this stuff and package it and make it practical and work up the manufacturing details and put it out to market. Is that where you guys also kind of come in?
So Domi has a specific project called REACH, and it's something that I spend about half of my time on. And it's working directly with the Office of Commercialization at FSU and then with the VP of Research at FAMU to try to get their scientists to think about commercializing their products and also offering them support in that. And so at Domi, we just launched a Lean Launchpad class, which is the same thing that ICOR uses, which is the scientific entrepreneurship program. And so we're doing all of this support work for scientists because we have a wealth of research and we'd like to see a lot more come out of Tallahassee.
Talking about Startup Quest and how maybe you can get involved in that program if that's something that you would be interested in doing. 414-1234 here on Perspectives. The program's called Startup Quest. It's functioning in 8 regions of Florida, including the Capital Region. And our all-star panel is available to talk to you about it today here on Perspectives at 414-1234, 800-926-8809. Perspectives at WFSU.org is the email. And within several hours from right now, you can go on to WFSU.org, click on radio, pull down the programs menu, click on Perspectives, and you'll be able to listen to the show back as many times as you want. I was thinking here, Brian Eastman, when it comes to figuring out just who is, I don't want to say eligible. Everybody is eligible. Everyone can jump in. But how can you determine for yourself, other than just this vague, I'd like to work for me instead of someone else, that I might be a good candidate to develop my own business through Startup Quest?
So with Startup Quest, one of the real key things that we try to do is allow flexibility for people when they come in. It's currently under a grant from the Department of Labor. It's a $12 million Workforce Innovation Fund grant that was given to us a couple years back to expand it out and do a random control study on the effectiveness of entrepreneurship training, which will come out in about a year or so, which will be the largest entrepreneurship training study of its kind that's ever been put out before. We're really excited about how those will turn out. So for this particular grant, it is for unemployed and underemployed people, and we leave it open to everyone. And when you come in, I think really giving yourself a crash course in this flexible world that is Startup Quest, where you're with a team, you're with a mentor, you're working on a business plan and a pitch, is a great way for you to learn if this is something you would like to go into. Many people do go into it and they come out saying, this is exactly what I want. I want to be my own boss, as Doug has decided. Some people come out and say, I like working in a traditional work environment, but I have this new set of skills that gives me a broader look at what companies are looking for and what my boss who started the company that I'd be working for had to go through. And so I would say going through a program such as ours is a fantastic way to learn that.
Wow. Cara, it sounds like self-discovery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Startup Quest definitely changes lives. We've heard that over and over again. We've done 3 sessions of Startup Quest here locally. A woman last time said, Startup Quest has built my self-confidence. She said, I have never been a part of anything like this where I'm able to network with 80 people every week who have expertise in different areas. And she's like, usually I'm the person that if I have to go to a networking event, I'm at the back of the room ready to go. She's like, now with Startup Quest, it was able to build my self-confidence. And now she's going to be one of our biggest advocates. We're going to send her out, and she's going to be an ambassador and a champion for Startup Quest.
A cheerleader.
That's right.
Yeah. So how many hours a week are we talking about? What does the program, I mean, actually look like? I come in, I sign up, and then
So let me just kind of take you through it. If you're interested in Startup Quest, everyone has to attend a introductory session, which is essentially an information workshop. That kind of goes through what the program is, what it's not, the expectations, what you'll learn. That's typically a 2-hour session where we will collect an application. Most people submit an application prior to that. You do go through a process where, obviously, if we have 200 people wanting in, there's only room for a certain number. So there is a selection process that takes place. If you are selected, then you come in and you essentially do 10 sessions, which end up being one session for 10 weeks. It's about a 4-hour commitment during that time that you meet. People get together outside of that time because you'll find that once you get placed on your team, that can have anywhere between 6 to 9 people. You become kind of one. Even though it's a simulated process, you're building that business plan. So some folks choose to meet outside of that 4-hour time slot so they could get it done and get a good product. At the end of it all, there's an investor pitch competition, which is really exciting. And you pitch to investor type judges. So in our community, we've had folks such as Steve Evans, who's been involved. He's been a judge for us. He did it the last time. There's some local bankers who've done it, CEOs, investor types. And it is really a fun time, and it's kind of the culminating activity that kind of sends them off. Once they've done that, we partner with GAIN for those that want to continue on the path, where we'll bring together experts that they can talk to at no cost. So the legal stuff, the CPA stuff, and all that is going to be important to start in the business.
I love the investor pitch aspect of that. It's like Shark Tank or something.
No, we're whales.
Well, is it real money or?
It is real money.
Oh my God! And how many successful businesses so far have come out of this? I mean, besides Doug's, of course.
Yeah. So if you're talking statewide, there's been probably about 169 or 70 or so, but locally in Tallahassee, there's been about 25.
Really. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's quite a track record because this hasn't been around for years and years.
Mm-hmm. That's of 1,200, roughly 1,200 that have gone through.
Oh my God, that is not bad at all. But I guess the other thing is what does the program need? You've got the $12 million grant. It's off and running. It's being implemented through the regional career source boards and all of that. But is there anything else? I mean, to really kick this up to the next level?
Well, the next in Tallahassee, they are having the introductory chef session, as Cara mentioned. Right now they're recruiting mentors who will be a part of this fantastic program, working with people, putting the teams together, really working on their business skills and working with the teams. And they're looking at recruiting participants. So for the Capital Region specifically, please go to the website. Cara, maybe you can give more information on how to get people signed up.
Yeah, if someone's interested they could do just a search for Startup Quest, startupquest.org. There they can get to the Capital Region website, or they can go to careersourcecapitalregion.com or give us a call at 617-4656. But we're certainly looking for mentors. That's how the community can help us today, because mentors are the heart of the program. And without mentors and good mentors, then the teams will not be able to succeed.
And the expertise in this community is just, it still astounds me, the number of folks that we have that are certainly actively involved in the workforce themselves, but we also now are getting a growing number of retirees.
Absolutely.
Because that's one of our big pushes now. You know, we want to become a retirement mecca. Why should South Florida have all the fun? But we're getting a group of folks in here, former CEOs and with expertise in all kinds of areas. And again, Dr. Davidson, that seems to be one of the keys. You have those kinds of resources to play off of, and you find out what not to do as well as what to do.
Absolutely. And on the mentor side, it's a big commitment for the mentors, right? Because they're going to be in this program for 10 weeks working with their teams, and they're going to field some phone calls here and there from their team. The mentor really acts as the CEO of this simulated company, not doing the work, because you don't want your CEO to be building the business plan. But their job is to mold this group of people into a company and to help people find their way through it. And so there is a lot of hands-on. What we hear back from the mentors, and myself included, it's a real opportunity for the mentors to build those kinds of skills. How do you take when you are a company of three and you're hiring a fourth, how do you fit that new person into the team? How do you mold this? Here we have a simulated environment with real people who are looking at this as a real business plan, eight people who have never met before you form a company. It's exactly the opposite of what you would do in the real world, but it's a real opportunity for learning and experience and growth.
What was your exercise, Doug, when you went through the program there?
Well, the technology that we chose and were assigned was carbon nanocells, which eventually will be a key component in the next generation of batteries, and particularly in auto batteries and, you know, Tesla and Honda and other automotive companies in particular, but also in your smartphones and other things, because in our, you know, everything's moving to being powered by batteries. And so getting the most efficient energy storage and the quickest energy storage at the nano level is crucial to moving all of our technology forward. You know, it's a great program, but like any educational program, your success is directly proportional to how much work you put into it. And if you just go to the classes, the 4 hours, and listen and that, then that's not going to be enough. My team, which was a winning team, we met in addition outside of it every week. There's a lot of research that's involved. There's a lot of writing that's involved. There's research on marketing and the business, what companies are already in your sector, what technologies are already out there. And then the financing of it, planning the cash flow, all of that kind of thing. Part of the investor pitch is you're asking them for money. Well, what structure is that going to be? Are you going to give them equity in the company? Are you asking for a loan? And how quickly do they get paid off? So there's all that research that has to be done. We worked with the FSU Business Library, and you know, we're able to go over there and plug into their research. And so we worked very, very hard, and we're successful because of it. And then, you know, once you get out there and you're launching your own business, then you have to work very, very hard and be smart and very strategic to be able to make it, because you know, that cash flow is now what's sustaining you and your family and what you must invest in to build your business. So it's a great program, but it requires, you know, a huge amount of work to be successful in it and be successful in that next step when you enter the business world.
Yeah, that is the key to success in any endeavor, but particularly when you are the one that's driving the bus, is do not do not be mistaken that you'll be able to come floating in whenever you want and leave whenever you want. You will never work harder than when you own your own business and you're responsible for the whole thing. And I'm sure that comes as a shock to some folks because they think, oh, well, the boss has it easy. All they do is tell other people what to do. And, you know, they, you know, head to St. George Island for the rest of the week. And it doesn't happen that way, at least not if you're going to be successful. So that's going to be one of the Domi lessons too. I would imagine too that you have a lot of folks that probably, Christine, just have not been in that type of environment before where, yeah, you call your own shots. You are in charge of your own schedule.
Right.
But you've got to have the self-discipline to pull this off.
That's right. And people who want to start their own business in the beginning, they have to be aware and ready to work around the clock, sweep the floors, and take on the awards when they win them. It really runs the gamut. And if you're going to build a bigger business, you really do need to be able to get a team together. And so that's why Startup Quest is a great program. And here in Tallahassee, we have such a great entrepreneurial ecosystem. We're going to be working on a crash course for Startup Quest graduates. And what that does is it really connects people who are interested in moving their business ideas forward with all of the regional resources that we have here in Tallahassee. Domi's a great place for entrepreneurship, but there's the Small Business Development Center, which offers great classes and one-on-one consulting. There's JMI, which focuses on little later stage companies, but there's Big Bend, biz.org, which is a great place to start if you are not sure where to start to get plugged into the entrepreneurial community here. You can go on that website and it lists out whether you're just starting a business or whether you're already in business and the resources that are available to you here in Tallahassee.
Of which there are a multitude, and that is what really I think strikes a lot of people too. When you find out what is available, it's almost like, oh my God, where do I begin? There's just so much. Just a few minutes left in our program today as we've been focusing on Startup Quest. And Brian Eastman, again, get some mentors going, get some other folks going to hook into the capital region of CareerSource with Carr and her folks there. And how do you see this playing out long term? We have the $12 million grant. When that's gone, this is gone, or?
Startup Quest is in an interesting place right now. We're winding down the end of the $12 million grant. We're kind of in a startup situation at the time. We're looking at how we can take this national. We have the rights to the curriculum. The curriculum's been proven to be very effective. So now we're out trying to really speak with different communities around the country and around Florida to see if anyone else would be interested in this kind of program in their community. We think it's working great. The communities that have seen it and had it in their area, I'm really excited and happy about the results. So we're out there trying to push that.
Okay, and one more time, maybe Carr, if you can let folks know how to interface with CareerSource Capital Region to get more information about the upcoming program, either as a mentor or as a participant in the next class of Startup Quest.
Right. So the program will launch July 23rd. The best way for an interested participant or a mentor to reach us is they can go to startupquest.org and just the CareerSource Capital Region page, or they can give us a call at 617-4656.
Okay. And Doug Martin, any regrets going into the wonderful world of entrepreneurship and your own biz there with Gray Fox?
There really aren't. I mean, I love it. I like being able to plot my own strategy and work my own plans, and then also to reap the rewards of that, and then also, you know, to be able to work hard, but also be able to have the time, you know, with my three kids and my family, and be able to spend time with them, and to sort of set my own schedule as to family time, work time. Things like that. And it should be said, I had a small business before, about 10 years ago. And the Chamber of Commerce had a sort of baby business boot camp, and they really work hard to help their small businesses. But what's going on now is so much better because when I had the small business before, I realized very quickly that although I knew about my industry, there was a lot about running a small business that I did not know. And then going into Startup Quest this time, this was really the perfect program for filling in the big picture of that. And then with Domi and all these other resources, now they have that ecosystem to help businesses be successful. So this is a really a big leap forward for this community and for its businesses.
Folks, it's been a great conversation. I wish you all the best with Startup Quest. I hope there's lots more folks who jump on board and learn more and get involved. And so thanks again to Doug Martin, Cara Palmer-Smith, Brian Eastman, Dr. Mark Davidson, and Christine Urban. And I'm Tom Flanagan. Thanks for joining us so much on Perspectives. Thank you also to Sawyer and Lidell for handling all the goodies in the back shop. Next week, it is the congressperson from the 2nd Congressional District, and that is Gwen Graham. We hope to hear from you then.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcasts. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.